Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you today and every day by the law firm Condori and Murad, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you for a discount, kmlawyers.com. To the Rude Guest Hotline we go. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Nats pregame in 10 minutes and first pitch in about 40. Mark Zuckerman, massinsports.com. Covers the Nats, and he hasn't covered a whole lot of winning here lately. Mark, 8 straight L's. They are 2 for the month in 13 games at this point. It's gotten ugly. What do you make of the dialogue surrounding Davey Martinez's job security and whether or not changes need to be made to the staff?
Well, that's a loaded question, but I'll say this. He's been here. This is his 8th year, and this is probably the first time that he's ever really gotten in any kind of trouble over something that he said publicly. Pretty amazing if you think about it, how many coaches or managers could go that long without stumbling the way that he did. If he's in any trouble, it's not because of what he said. I think it would be because of the performance of the team when you've lost 8 in a row. I don't think there's anything imminent going on there. Sure, there's pressure on the coaching staff. There's pressure on everybody, or there should be on everybody to be better, and right now they're not. But I think Mike Rizzo and David Martinez have established a pretty good relationship over these years. A lot of goodwill has been built up, and these, you know, Mike Rizzo, somebody's been known to say a few things off the top of his head at times that haven't gone over so well. I don't think he's going to hold Davey to that. You know, if Davey's in trouble, I don't think it's because of that.
I don't even mean based on the comment. I mean, you know, it's 11 of 13. They said nobody asked them to. They just came out and said they were turning a corner this year and they thought they could compete. And here they are now having their one of their worst months and worst stretches since the rebuild started.
Right. And that's where it has to start getting better, of course. And as I said, I said coming into the year, there should be pressure on everybody in the organization from the top down. But like, there needs to be legit progress this year. Now, 2 weeks ago, we would have said, hey, things are on the upswing. They're looking good. They just had a winning month of May. They're not where they need to be, but they're on the right track. And look how quickly it's all fallen apart. And it's mostly because they haven't hit. Their offense has done nothing here in the last 2 weeks. So, do I think it's just going to magically turn around? No, it's not. But I think that everybody gets a little bit of time here to try to see if they can get things back on track and look more like they did in May. There will come a point where it becomes clear if they haven't done it. Yeah, you got to start making some hard decisions and decide where you want to go with this thing. But today, I don't think that anybody's in super trouble at the managerial level.
So, Mark, my big takeaway is we now have twice basically in the last 2 weeks where I think frustration has boiled over from Davey. And whether he meant to or not, basically shots fired towards the players. First with the, we're going to have to start platooning guys or benching guys or sitting guys down or sending guys down, whatever, a couple weeks ago. And then again, this past weekend. So that to me is kind of the entire story, whether he's in danger or not. I'm now looking at someone that clearly representing their staff seems very frustrated with the players. Where are we at there?
Yeah, I think there's valid reason to be frustrated, to be honest, Danny. I mean, look, can they coach better? Sure. But you think they haven't been telling Kaybert Ruiz not to swing at sliders that bounce in the dirt in front of the plate?
I think they've been telling him
that for a long time, and it just hasn't happened. So I think the frustration is particularly with the guys who've been around here for a little while that maybe showed signs of improvement somewhere along the way, but right now have regressed back to or even fallen even below where they were in the past. And I think that's where that frustration comes in. And, you know, let's be clear, they're losing games by 1-2 runs. They're not scoring, of course. It's a fine line. A couple of hits at the right moment, and they probably win a couple of these games, and we're not having the same conversations, but they're not, because too many guys are still continuing to make the same mistakes that we've seen over the years. I mean, Luis Garcia going back on a pop-up the other day. You think they haven't worked with him on how to properly field a pop-up behind second base? And yet this kind of stuff still happens. I think that's where the frustration is. And while it's not good for it to come out the way that it has with us and the media, I can guarantee you that behind the scenes that those conversations have been going on for a while.
That's well said. Tying run at the plate, I think, in four straight losses, you know, where they've mounted these rallies and they haven't gotten the big hit. Mark, let's have a little more fun here talking about the Nats. Brady House debuts tonight. It's kind of one of those, like, there's fires everywhere, but look over there things. But also, he's been ready. And the time, whether it was in early July or now, was one that would be met with some excitement. What are you expecting from the latest and probably the last of the top big bats in the system that are going to graduate here in this group that could help turn things around?
Yeah, I think that's the key. He is sort of the last piece of this current wave of position players. There's another group that's 2 years away, but I think he is the one who joins Wood and Cruz when he's healthy, Abrams, everybody else who's going to be up here. He hit for power at AAA. He hit 13 homers and was on a tear for the last month or so. In addition to playing really good defense at third base, a position that he just learned 2 years ago. Remember, he was drafted as a shortstop. So by all accounts, he's done everything that he needed to do. Now, he's still only 22, barely 22. He does, I think the biggest question is plate discipline, as it is with too many of these young hitters. He's gotten better at it. Can he do that at the big league level and lay off what I'm sure is going to be a steady diet of breaking balls out of the zone? That'll be the key. But he's going to play every day at third base. He's the guy now. They're going to give him every opportunity to do this. And you hope.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That he doesn't view this, because I know they don't view it this way, as that he's supposed to be the savior of a lineup that's scoring 1-2 runs a night. He can't be that. He's not supposed to be that. He's just supposed to be part of the equation along with Wood and Abrams and everybody else.
Mark, super quick before we let you jump, how close is Dylan Cruz?
I think we're still weeks away, guys. He has not started baseball activities as far as I know. Now, once he does, it could be pretty quick, but with obliques, they're really careful. I felt like all along it was minimum 6 weeks. And I think we're maybe 3.5 into it right now. So it's probably closer to the All-Star break before we see him, which is unfortunate because I do think they're missing him.
Last one for me, James Wood, 9th in All-Star balloting among outfielders in the National League. Mark, it sounds like some people are sleeping on this guy.
I think they are, Grant. You're right. You've been on that from the beginning. I give you credit for that.
Grant has been on that.
You know, I wanted to work that in.
Of course. I think the issue is this, and you know this. Number one, D.C. baseball fans have never stuffed the ballot box. It just hasn't been the case even when the teams were good. And then around the country are enough people realizing how good he is. It would help if this team had a better record. I think he'd be getting a lot more attention and deservedly higher on that list.
Grant, where do you put the shoehorn when you're not using it to get that topic in
exactly.
there? Where do you leave it?
I just wanted to, the other day, Mark, he had a great saying. He said something to me like, I think Wood was at the plate in the press box. He like turned around and he's like, are you sleeping? Or I don't even remember what he said, but it made me laugh. Mark, I know it's been a busy week and probably not your most fun week so far on the beat in a while, but you guys have had a lot to write about. We will be checking you out. MassinSports.com. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Right, be good. There's Mark Zuckerman with us on Grant and Danny. Let's get you the leadoff ahead of Nationals baseball. It's brought to you by the Window Man. Since 1989. The Window Man has been the educational window company. Get your free in-home estimate or visit thewindowman.com's all-new Fairfax showroom.
If you want to win the night, you got to beat Carson Palmquist in a 7.77 ERA behind Jake Irvin.
Let's
leading
play
off
a game called NASCAR Racer or Bad Pitcher for the Rockies.
Carson Palmquist. Behind Jake Irvin, leading off playing left field, that's Alex Call. Your second hitter is your DH, that's James Wood. Shortstop, C.J. Abrams bats third. Andres Chaparro hitting cleanup at first base. Ahmed Rosario at second base hitting fifth. Brady House, welcome to the show, batting sixth, playing third. Riley Adams behind the dish. Daylon Lyle in right field, batting eighth. Then batting ninth, your guy, my guy, our guy, that's Jacob Young in center field.
Welcome back to the major leagues, Daylon Lyle.
Yes, indeed.
He was recalled. Robert Hassel sent down. They are switching outfield roles, Rochester and Washington, respectively. Hassel looks like a major leaguer in every way. They just want him to refine the approach. I don't think they liked. We talked about approach at the plate being a big thing for this team. One walk, Danny, and about 70 at bats in the big leagues.
Tells you kind of the story there, right? Now, guys were challenging him, throwing him strikes. So there's a push and pull there. Sometimes you got to be ready to fire early in the count because you may not see anything better. But there's also probably some opportunity there to not be as jumpy and work your walks. And you showed some of those signs, a couple taking his base hits the other way here and there. Remember one in a big spot, flicked a single to left field.
He had some good big moment sequences.
There's
over the
nuts
last
and
week.
Bolts there of a really good major, not really good, a good major league hitter.
I agree with you. Pacers Thunder tonight, NBA Finals game 5, series tied at 2 from Oklahoma City, 8:30 East time tip. The Thunder are 9.5-point favorites this evening at home. If they go up 3-2 on the brink of a series win, obviously everyone will be backing them going into game 5. Even when the Pacers were up in the finals 2-1, nobody seemed to think they had much of a shot, but that's a huge one tonight. We'll see if the Pacers can stun everybody one more time. Enjoy Nats baseball. Pregame is next. First pitch in 30 minutes. As we've been talking about throughout this show, I don't think I need to tell you, they need this one pretty bad. For Daris, Ryan, Ben, Grant, and Danny, saying so long. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for coming.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.